We are back. Ladies and gentlemen. We all ready? All ready? All right. Check this one out. I love this one. This is where... I want everyone to turn to page 52. I'm sitting at a table. I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm kind of newly sober. Got a year, maybe, a little more than that. And I was with a bunch of people, like, I don't know, 8, 9 of us. And we all started going around the table, and everyone was telling me about these Prozac and lithium, I think, and all this stuff they had. And there was two of us that were not on it. And I was thinking to myself, maybe I need some of that. You know? But check this out. I just want you to walk with me on this one. Just walk with me on this one. I want you to turn to page 52. I want you to box in the second paragraph. And I want you to write, dry drunk. Dry drunk. Now, it says, we had to ask ourselves why we should apply our human problems the same readiness to change the point of view. If I walk into a psychiatrist and I look at the psychiatrist and I say, Doc, I'm having trouble with my personal relationship. I couldn't control my emotional nature. I'm a prey to misery and depression. I can't make a living. I have a feeling of uselessness. I'm full of fear. I'm unhappy. We couldn't seem to be of real help to other people. If he doesn't put me on Prozac, he's committing malpractice. The only thing that is someone who has not had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. How many of you have seen people in the rooms with 20 and 25 years holding on and saying, all I'm going to do is not drink today? You know, I just feel like going in my trunk where I have a bottle in case I have to do a 12-step call and just give it to them. It's like, dude, please, drink. It's so much better. I got to trudge the road. Give me that cross. That's all this is. That paragraph is a dry drunk. That's a person who has not worked the steps. That's a person who's not helping others. They are not increasing their spiritual life. So they are a prey to all this stuff. I have not experienced that. That's because when I came in here, somebody grabbed me before I went out to go to Five Point Liquors, that drive-thru I was telling you about. And brought me through the steps. And I got a spiritual awakening 10 times the sun. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's unbelievable. It really is. After the ninth step. After I completed the ninth step. Okay? So that's just a dry drunk. It says, next paragraph. When we saw others solve, circle the word solve. It talks about solve, recovered, doesn't it? A lot here. We saw people solve their problems. By a simple reliance upon a spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the God, the power of God. Our ideas didn't work, but the God idea did. I want you to go to page 53, second paragraph, and box it in. This is called the second step choice. This is a choice that I want you to offer to your sponsees. And I'm going to ask you this, because you can make this choice, and I'll tell you what my choice was in the beginning. When we became alcoholic, crushed by a self-imposed crisis, I said, hold on there, cowboy. Wait a second. Everybody screwed me. This wasn't a self. That was like a huge awakening to me. Self-imposed crisis. We could not postpone or evade. We had to fearlessly face a proposition that either God is everything or he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. What was his choice to be? And I said, nothing. What did my sponsor say? You're hosed. And then I went for the second door, and he said, but we made an agreement that the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous have kept you sober for 92 days. Let's keep moving forward. Let's just keep moving forward. That's all you do. The 12th step, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. Keep moving them forward. So we did. So I ask you this. Do all of you here, all 610,